Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now, listeners, a brief call-in to suggest our next call-in. We're opening up the phones for a few minutes for your calls on what question we should ask as a call-in on tomorrow's show. Most days, as most of you know, we invite listeners to call in and be the guest on the program for the so-called open phone segments. We're taking your suggestions now, and we'll pick one of them to do on the show tomorrow. We're crowdsourcing tomorrow's call-in. What's your pitch for an open phones topic? Because we know the best ideas don't only come from inside our office. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So think about it for a minute. It can be anything that gets people talking. That's the point. Get people talking and have it be fun or meaningful. You know how these goes. They can be newsy and topical. What do you think of the psychotic Congress? You know, you don't have to propose that. We're going to do that anyway. Or something deeper and thought-provoking, or just a fun question. We've asked about what's in your storage unit, what you would ask the president in a press conference, what mini class you could teach to a group of people, when you work for free, when you don't. What do you think of the new pope? Anything that gets people thinking and gets a conversation going. So now it's your turn to make a pitch for an open phones topic, a call-in for tomorrow's show, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this break, and then later in the day when they've all come in, we will pick one idea and actually do it on tomorrow's show. So you can also tweet us these ideas at Brian Lehrer or go to Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC to post there or to our comments page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We're collecting in all these places. But right now, a call-in to suggest tomorrow's call-in, 212-433-9692. And we'll hear what you've got right after this. WNYC, and we'll just take a few minutes here, as a lot are coming in on social media, to put some of you on the air with a call-in to suggest tomorrow's call-in, 212-433-9692, and then we'll pick from among your suggestions to have a listener-generated call-in topic on tomorrow's show. Michael in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Yes, good morning. My idea is giving your best idea to fix one problem in your community. You live in your community, you're the best one to know what is the problem and hope for the solution. Go register to vote. Go start a walk group, Facebook page, teaching seniors how to use the internet, email, whatever. Giving you one best idea to fix one problem in your community.
Cool, Michael. Great start. Thank you very much. And then maybe some communities can learn from other communities that are doing things that can spread. Andrew in Pelham Gardens. Hi, Andrew. You're on WNYC.
Hey, good morning. My question would be, what is your plan B now that the government is fully shut down and we are now behind? I refuse SSI, and I already have several $1,000 cash laying around the house because I don't know if it's going to be worth much more. I don't know. I've also started stocking up my pantry because I know that with government furloughs and whatnot, we lose inspectors, so you need to have good food on hand. These are the things I'm worried about, and also I think a lot of New Yorkers are worried about. And I think it would be a great question for tomorrow morning, Brian.
Andrew, thank you very much. So if they don't solve it today, which they keep saying they're gonna, What's your plan B for dealing with the things that the government is no longer doing in the partial shutdown? Jeff in Park Slope. Hi, Jeff. You're on WNYC.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Yeah, I think I'd love to see have people call in and talk about elections in neighboring municipalities that really affect them, but they have no voice. Like, for instance, people in Nassau County, Westchester County, Bergen County, they can work in New York City, and even if they don't, their property values, their quality of life can really be affected by the mayoral race, but they can't vote. I live in New York. I get to vote in the new mayoral race, but what happens with the Senate race in Jersey affects me because of what the balance of power in the Senate is. So I think giving a voice to people who we live in a really dense community, we're all on top of each other, and it'd be interesting to see what people's voices are when they don't get an electoral vote.
It's a really fabulous one, Jeff. I really, really like it. We should do it, if not tomorrow, at some point. Like today when we did the informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit poll for who you New Jerseyans are voting for Senate. Well, maybe we should ask New Yorkers and people in Connecticut and Pennsylvania, who do you want to see in the Senate from New Jersey? And ask people all over the region, who do you want to see as New York City mayor, since it probably matters to the whole region who the next mayor is going to be. So, Jeff, great suggestion. Hope to take you up on that at some point. And we are, by the way, covering the regional races, too. We're going to do the county executive races in Nassau, Westchester, and Rockland, all very contentious from what I can see. Luna in Brooklyn. Hi, Luna. You're on WNYC. What question should I ask tomorrow?
I would like to know what people think about the current administration's prosecution of journalists and journalism in general, and what effect people think that could have on journalism.
Luna, thank you. Harvey in Midtown. What question should I ask tomorrow?
I would like you to ask listeners what their feelings are about the amount of tourists that come to this town.
You want people to unload on the annoyances
of
tourists?
Well, yeah, unload. I think we forget what we're so busy running around at our heads on straight that we forget people come to this city for reasons that we tend to just take for granted. And sometimes we don't even take advantage of. So I'm starting to get a sense from living in Midtown that there's a lot going on here that I haven't ever availed myself of simply because I'm not a tourist.
Yes, be a tourist in your own. Maybe you could do how to be a tourist in your own town. Like, how many people who live here have ever taken those tour buses, right? Don't we see them cruising around Midtown and go, oh, tourists? Maybe we should take the tour buses and see how our city is presented to people from around the world. Some coming in on social media. Doris from Yonkers wants to know what listeners have got planned for retirement. Mike says, if you don't work out, why not? If you do, what got you started? What types of working out do you recommend? Karen, is your adult child still living at home? And if so, do you wish he or she would leave? Ooh, maybe we'll do that one if you want to dish on your grown kids. Robert in Rego Park. Hi, Robert. What should I ask tomorrow?
Hey, Brian. How you doing, guy? I'd love to have you ask the question, what is their people's feeling after reading the Bhagavad Gita, which was written 5,000 years ago, which has really hundreds of interpretations? How does that reading affect their own life?
All right. Thank you very much. Or I could expand it to, what's your favorite holy book other than the one you grew up with? How about that? Chaz in Wayne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chaz.
Hey, good morning, Brian. My question, I am 31 years old now. I was confirmed as a Catholic back in grade school, and I am no longer a Catholic. I consider myself an atheist, and I want to know how to get my name out of their books. How do I not be counted among their numbers?
Huh. Read the Bhagavad Gita. No, I'm just kidding.
That's an option.
But thank you very much. We're going to leave it there. There's a sampling, and I certainly heard some usable ones among the ones that got on the air. Keep them coming to Twitter at Brian Lehrer, facebook.com/BrianLehrerWNYC, or on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tell me what question we should ask for a call-in on tomorrow's show, and we will pick one this afternoon and tune in tomorrow to hear which one it is.